Almighty God, we thank you for giving us opportunity to worship you tonight. We thank you for what you did in the morning. We thank you for what you are doing tonight. We thank you for whom you are. We thank you for your greatness. We thank you for everyone you have brought in your house tonight. We give you all praises, for there is none like you and there is none beside you. You are almighty, you are all-sufficient God. You are our creator, you are unchangeable Father. You are God that does what you have said that you will do. And you are in the business of fulfilling your promises in our life, in our generations. Therefore, tonight, God, we praise you. We lift you high, for you are in charge of every life. We give you all glory, for you are God that we see when our journey is over. We praise you tonight. Have your way, O God. As we speak your word, O God, bring revelations that goes through your word. That as you reveal yourself, O God, that our lives shall never be the same. Thank you, Almighty God, for you are here. Thank you, Almighty God, for what you have done. Glory and honor unto you, O God. For in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Let's turn our Bibles to, we want to hear the word of God that would encourage us to praise God more. We want to hear the word of God that will be, encourage us to live a life of thanksgiving. A life that will glorify God every day. So turn with me to 2 Chronicles chapter 5. That is 2 Chronicles chapter 5. I'll go through verse 13 and 14. Before this incident, before this event happened, before the praise God and the glory of God came down, Solomon built a temple for God. And in the day of dedication of this temple, an event happened, event that changed the way we see things, event that met people sometimes to go to Israel to worship God. So if you are there, 2 Chronicles chapter 5, I'll read from verse 13. It says there, and it came to pass, as the trumpeters and singers were as one, to make one sound to be heard in praising and thanking the Lord. And when they lifted up their voice with trumpet and cymbals and instrument of music and praised the Lord, saying, for he is good, for his mercies endureth forever. That then the house was filled with a crowd, even the house of the Lord. Verse 14. So that the priest could not stand to minister by reason of the crowd, for the glory of the Lord has filled the house of God. Solomon built a temple for God. So before then, the temple of God was not in a house. So at the day of dedication of the temple of God, Solomon appointed singers, and all the singers, they were in one accord. All they were doing was one simple thing. Simple in the sense that it doesn't make sense to other people, but however, in the spirit realm, it made a big sense. Simple that they were saying, oh, the glory of God, the praise God and praise and let thanksgiving be unto our God. It was simple in the eyes of beholders. It was simple in the eyes of people. But I can tell you, it transformed generations and generations that people go today to Jerusalem to see the temple of God, because the glory of God came down. And God heard their prayers because of a simple act that they did. They lifted up their voices. That means there was no restrictions that prevented the people of God to praise God. They were living as our life, as the way we are living today. But the time came that they were called together to conversing and praise unto God. So they gathered together. They sang in one accord. They praised God in one accord. That comes a question sometimes when people come before God and they say they want to praise God, but they are not talking. They are not lifting up their voices unto God. They say they want to praise God. They are not dancing before God. They say they want to praise God, but they are mute before God. Then you ask a question. Who taught them this is the way to praise our God? That means we were taught about all those things unconsciously and we accepted it from the one. And we grew up like that and we think that that is the norm before God. That is not what these people did. These people, they did simple thing. They lifted up their voices and they praised God. What were they saying? They were praising and thanking God and say, God, your mercies endure forever. Your greatness and your power. Because of that simple act, God came down in his glory and filled the temple of God. Solomon said, God prayed other prayers. And today, that prayer they did, that song, the song that they transformed generations. I can tell you, our praises tonight can affect our present generation and our future generation. It Amen. Happened in the time of Solomon. All he did was he appointed singers. And they praised God with instruments. We have instruments here. I have my own there. And they praised God. The other people that couldn't have the instruments, even those that had instruments, they open up their mouth with loud voices, praising and lifting the King of Glory up. And once they did that, it transformed generations. Mm. And you can imagine what your praise will do tonight Amen. Before the presence of God. Your praises and the praises of God tonight can do mighty miracles that we cannot see. The Bible says this, that God inhabits in the praises of his people. And that is God. And God said that even if people can, if you don't want to praise me, yes, I will command stones to praise me. Of course, I am the owners of stones. I am owners of the bells and all that. If you can't praise me in joyful attitude, if you can't give me thanks in joyful attitude, then I command stones. But my prayer is it will never happen in my time that God will command stones to praise him because I refuse to praise him or give thanks unto him. And that is why our pastor has given us like a dedicated Sunday, one of the Sundays every month, to come and to praise God. Because praising God brings down the glory of God. Praising God transforms our life. Pray in the altar of God, yokes are broken. In the altar of God, sicknesses are removed. Depressions are gone. I've never seen people that praise God and complain about depression. That is the thing I have searched, I've not seen. Maybe in future I will see, but as far as I am aware, people that praise God, people that worship God in the beauty of holiness, that can come to the altar of God and lose themselves, never being the same. Sicknesses are broken. Demons done away. When we praise God, we remember what happened. Saul lost God, and the spirit of God, a demon entered unto him. David was employed, and when David started praising God, demon God is gone. So tonight we want to praise God like never before. We want to worship him for he is our maker. Don't care whatever someone that can say about you when you praise God. It's between you and our God. But let our praises not be economized. For David, it cannot be economized. For David, he's ready to lose himself before the presence of God. And someone despised him even in heart. Micah despised David not physically at the initial stage. The Bible says he despised David in her heart. And God struck her in her heart, not physically. You see? So let's praise God. Let's worship him because of what? He's our maker. He is our king. He's the one that owns our future. He's the one that says this and it comes to pass. And he's the one that will hear your prayers. He's the one that can change situations. He's the one that will change our generation, the present generation and future generation. As it happened when they praised and lifted up their voices with music instruments. So before God, let's be open. Before our Savior, let's honor him with our praises. Amen. Before our King, let's not economize it. People in parties, they dance, they do all those kind of things. How much more we in the house of our Creator, we in the house of our Savior, we in the house of our Defender, we in the hands of God that made seas and earth and planet, we in the hands of God that can change things and say this and it will be. How much more we? Let's choose ourselves. No matter the situation, I can tell you, if we praise him enough, he moves in his glory. My prayer tonight is that as we praise him, let this praise be erupted with his praises, that the power of God will come down, that the glory of God will be seen like never before, and generations will be touched with your praises tonight. Generations. When I mean generations born and generations to be born will be touched by our praises, because our praises transcend beyond what we can see.